I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer, because you guys paid for all this.
You guys paid for all this.
This is Megacorp, an investigative podcast exposing some of the world's most unethical corporations. This series is about Amazon. I'm Jake Hanrahan, journalist and documentary filmmaker. Megacorp is produced by H11 for Coolzone Media. So, we've spoken about the awful work conditions in the Amazon warehouses, the company's disregard for health and safety, and we've also looked at how Amazon manages to avoid paying millions of dollars in tax. Now, though, we're going to move on to something different because, as I've mentioned, each step up the Amazon pyramid of fuckery, there's a new scandal to be examined. In this episode, we're going to be asking the question, is Amazon spying on you? We know the government is, we know social media is, we know Google is, but what about Amazon, a company that, in its delusion, prides itself on being the smiley, happy face of the consumer experience? Let's find out. First, let's take a look at Amazon's range of smart speakers. Now, if you don't know what a smart speaker is, consider yourself lucky. But to explain, the smart speaker, sometimes referred to as a home assistant, is an internet-enabled two-way speaker system that basically replaces getting up and pressing buttons in your home. For example, if you want to search for something online, you can ask the smart speaker to do it. If you don't want to just get up and switch off the light, you can program the smart speaker to do it on your command. Some of the most advanced smart speakers can be programmed to basically run your whole house for you. Amazon leads the global market when it comes to smart speakers. By the start of 2019, they'd sold 100 million. They'd sold 16.5 million smart speakers by the fourth quarter of 2020, and almost 70% of smart speaker users in the US favor using the Amazon Echo. The Echo is their most popular smart speaker. It's enabled with Alexa. Alexa is basically the technology that makes Amazon's smart speakers work. Alexa is a virtual assistant cloud technology that is able to learn things as you use it. In a more detailed way of speaking, Alexa is a voice-activated user interface that uses a combination of machine learning and artificial intelligence to function. It all sounds very futuristic, but it's here, it's now. Lots of people have it. Now, personally, I can be a bit of a Luddite, and I do not understand why anyone would want such a device in their house. However, as I just said, many, many people do. This is helping Alexa learn. Yeah, literally learn. The more commands Alexa receives, the more Alexa develops. In fact, Alexa has learned 100,000 new skills since the technology was first launched in November 2014. So to sum up, through the Amazon Echo and its utilization of Alexa, Amazon has a reach into hundreds of millions of homes across the world. So, you'd really hope, for the sake of personal autonomy and privacy, that they're not listening into your conversations through the smart speakers, right? Well, in 2019, it emerged that Amazon employees had been listening to voice recordings captured via the Echo in consumers' homes and offices. This wasn't a couple of rogue employees either, no. Amazon literally hired thousands of people to do this. The job was to not only listen to what you're saying, but to also transcribe and annotate it. They would then feed it back into the software with the aim of apparently helping Alexa better understand voice commands. Of course, this raises extremely serious questions about a citizen's personal privacy, but it gets even worse. Reported by Forbes, the people tasked with listening to your conversations are, quote, required to record the data whether the device has been activated on purpose or not, end quote. So basically, they can listen into your conversation even if you don't want them to. So by buying an Amazon Echo, you've essentially invited an employee of Amazon to listen into your private conversations, whether you've given Alexa a command or not. If Big Brother is always watching, it's clear now that Amazon is always listening. That is, if you've got one of these smart speakers in your home. Now, apparently, if the people hired to listen in, record and annotate conversations in your home via the Amazon Echo hear private data, such as your bank details, they're told to just mark it down as critical data and move on. Let's hope every single one of the thousands of people Amazon employed to do this are honest and didn't steal anyone's details. Now, according to this Forbes article, one of the darker elements to this situation is that two workers employed to log the conversations thought they heard a sexual assault. When they reported it to their superiors, Amazon, ironically enough, told them it's not their job to interfere. So Amazon will listen into your conversations to improve their software data, but if they hear someone being sexually assaulted, they don't want to do anything about it, according to this article. Now, unfortunately, it doesn't stop there, not at all. Let's talk about Ring. Ring is a home security company owned by Amazon. They bought it in 2018 for $1 billion, and now millions of people across the world use the technology. Ring provides a line of Wi-Fi connected security cameras for your home. You've likely seen footage of Ring doorbell security systems online. It's basically a little camera in the doorbell or wherever they put it in their house that allows the homeowner to see what's going on outside before they open the door, or inside, for example, if they want to keep an eye on their kids as they're playing. Through the Wi-Fi, you can have Ring set up on your phone or your tablet or your laptop or wherever. It's not a bad idea, but there have been several problems with Amazon's Ring. So let's start with the hackers. This is particularly dark. In 2019, it was reported by journalists Joseph Cox and Samantha Cole that hackers had built themselves a dedicated software for hacking into Amazon's Ring security cameras. It becomes clear how fucked up this is when looking at a story from Mississippi in the US, where it was discovered that hackers had managed to get into a Ring security camera placed in the bedroom of three young girls. One of them was just 8 years old. The hacker managed to take control of the Ring security camera, playing music through its speaker as the young girls played in their room. The hacker was watching them the whole time. The hacker then played the song Tiptoe Through the Tulips, and when one of the young girls asked who was there, the hacker replied, "It's Santa, it's your best friend." Here's the actual recording of these hackers interfering with the Ring camera in the room of these young girls.
Who is that?
I'm your best friend.
Mommy!
I'm Santa Claus. Don't you want to be my best friend? You can mess up your room. You can break your TV. You can do whatever you want.
In another incident of the same year, a hacker took control of a Ring security camera in Florida and began screaming racist comments at a family for up to 3 minutes before they were forced to pull the batteries out of the Ring unit. So why was this happening? Well, essentially, Amazon's Ring wasn't requiring its users to choose two-step verification by default. With something as delicate as in-home security cameras, this should have been a standard requirement for all users, because without the two-step, it was a lot easier for hackers to get into their system. In fact, reporters Joseph Cox and Samantha Cole found that hackers were building and sharing programs to access Ring cameras on criminal forums. This, of course, sets a very dark precedent. If that wasn't bad enough, though, it was later discovered that Ring's own employees had been improperly accessing Ring users' video data. Amazon's Ring employees were spying on customers themselves. In 2020, it was discovered that four of Amazon's Ring employees had been fired after abusing their position. They'd watched footage from Ring security cameras without the customer's knowledge or permission. This all came out when Amazon's Vice President of Public Policy, Brian Huseman, answered US senators in a letter after they'd written to Amazon expressing safety concerns about Ring devices in November 2019. In the response letter from Amazon, obtained by Motherboard, the question and answer is as follows. Quote, question. To your knowledge, have there been any documented instances of this access being abused? Answer. Over the last 4 years, Ring has received 4 complaints or inquiries regarding a team member's access to Ring video data. Although each of the individuals involved in these incidents was authorized to view video data, the attempted access to that data exceeded what was necessary for their job functions. In each instance, once Ring was made aware of the alleged conduct, Ring promptly investigated the incident, and after determining that the individual violated company policy, terminated the individual. In addition to taking swift action to investigate and take appropriate disciplinary action in each of these cases, Ring has taken multiple actions to limit such data access to a smaller number of team members. Ring periodically reviews the access privileges it grants to its team members to verify that they have a continued need for access to customer information for the purpose of maintaining and improving the customer experience. End quote. So, effectively, yes, Amazon has found several cases of Ring employees literally spying on their customers. Now, you might say, oh, well, this is only 4 employees. Well, I would argue that this is only 4 employees that got caught. Amazon's Ring has clearly been sloppy with its security, both externally and internally. Reported by The Intercept in 2019, sources inside Ring said that they'd provided their research and development team in Ukraine unfettered access to, quote, a folder on Amazon's S3 cloud storage service that contained every video created by every Ring camera around the world, end quote. Not only this, at the time, the video files were left unencrypted. Anyone from the team could download someone's sensitive security camera footage with the click of a button. The source also said, quote, Ring unnecessarily provided executives and engineers in the US with highly privileged access to the company's technical support video portal, allowing unfiltered, round-the-clock live feeds from some customer cameras, regardless of whether they needed access to this extremely sensitive data to do their jobs. End quote. Imagine that, people at Amazon's Ring company able to look into your home 24/7 on a live feed whenever they want to. That sounds like spying to me. Even if there's no intention of doing anything bad behind that, they shouldn't have had the access. Now, whilst Ring pointed out to US senators that 4 employees in Ukraine had been caught and fired for spying on customers, it seems, at least according to the source, that they failed to mention how these employees were able to do so. That is Ring's sloppy internal security when it comes to allowing workers access to Ring security video. So, there's the issues with Amazon's Echo smart speakers and the issues with Amazon's Ring home security devices. After all that, it might alarm you to discover that Amazon is now making little robots for your house. They too have already raised serious privacy concerns.
Astro, join me on stage. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce you to a new kind of household robot that integrates Alexa, advanced hardware, software, computer vision, and AI in a brand new way. And it's a beautiful illustration of how ambient computing can improve customers' lives in a way that traditional consumer electronics just can't.
If you didn't know, Amazon's Astro is a new 3-wheeled little robot that can autonomously drive around your home. It's packed with cameras and has a little screen on the front with 2 eyes. It's meant to be cute, but honestly, it looks a little bit creepy. The idea behind Astro is that it will map the layout of your home and act as a little robot butler, so long as everything in your house is hooked up to the same system as Astro's. Amazon says this about Astro. Quote, Astro is a household robot for home monitoring with Alexa. When you're away, use the Astro app to see a live view of your home, check in on specific rooms and viewpoints, and get activity alerts. When you're home, Astro can follow you from room to room, playing your favorite music, podcasts, or shows, and find you to deliver calls, reminders, alarms, and timers set with Alexa. End quote. Honestly, it sounds fucking horrible, but that's Astro. So Astro is known internally at Amazon as Vesta. And Astro slash Vesta has another purpose that they don't tell you about in their advert. Running surveillance on customers. Have a listen to this internal training video for Astro slash Vesta. Don't ask us where we got this. Just have a listen to what they're saying.
The device will start following the unknown stranger and keep following until the stranger goes out of the field of view. As soon as the person goes out of field of view, it will start investigation. That is, it will go and check in each scan points that is created. This investigation, unknown investigation or known person investigation, will happen only after reaching to the first scan point. This will not happen immediately. And regarding the known person investigation, the patrol should stop as soon as it sees the known person in the field of view. And immediately, 30 seconds later, the person leaves from the field of view, the patrol will start automatically. I mean, when Vesta is following an unknown person, when a known person is introduced into the field of view, the patrol or investigation immediately stops.
I know that was a little bit hard to understand due to the static, but that's how we got it. But basically, she is explaining how Astro can run an investigation patrol if a stranger, quote, stranger is in the house. And then Astro can hide that activity from the known users at will if they enter Astro's field of vision. So basically, running about the house, doing a little investigation on this stranger, then the owner walks into view and quickly Astro stops it. I don't know about you, but along with several other aspects of Astro that we'll hear about, that seems quite creepy to me. To get a better understanding of what Amazon is up to with their Astro robot, I spoke to Matthew Galt. He's a staff reporter at Motherboard and the host of their cyber podcast. He's also the one that first found out about the surveillance situation with Astro.
So the pitch for Vesta, or Astro as it's known now, is that it's basically like a tablet on wheels with Alexa software built in. And for $999, a customer gets a cute little Wall-E-style thing that'll roll around your house, let you buy stuff on Amazon, and it integrates into the rest of the Amazon ecosystem into your home, meaning it can communicate with Ring cameras, your Echo, your Alexa, and if you have one, an Amazon-powered security system. So the pitch and the way it's described internally are kind of two different things. The marketing says it's a clever little robot that learns from you and will help you in your day-to-day life. So the internal documentation kind of shows that Astro is a robot that's designed to slowly move through your home, learn all of its nooks and crannies, monitor the behavior of its inhabitants, and it literally will follow people around the house, recording what they say and do, and attempting to integrate that data into a customer profile of the home. It also has facial recognition software that the people working on the device said doesn't work very well. So when you buy this thing, you're supposed to get everyone in the family together, and you hunker down in front of it, and you register your face. This is one of the things that Astro does, is perk up when it meets someone in the home who isn't supposed to be there. So if, you know, ostensibly, if you have an intruder, it will follow them around, record what they're saying and doing, store it, you know, for someone to view later. And if certain conditions are met, alert the authorities. What those conditions are aren't exactly clear, but the idea is that if they are stealing something or making certain kinds of loud noise, like say the shattering of glass, or if Astro sees a fire set, it will then like contact the relevant authorities.
Now, I know you might be thinking at this stage, well, that doesn't sound that bad. Yeah, it's mapping out my whole house, reading people's faces, etc. But if somebody bursts into my house when I'm not there, this little robot thing is going to call the police. Well, listen on, because it's not that simple. And at the end of this, you can decide if you think the negatives outweigh the positives.
But the people we talked to who'd worked on this thing were not happy with the device. We talked to several people. Every single one of them kind of said the same thing, that they thought that this was terrible. They were horrified by the privacy implications of it, and that generally it just didn't work very well. Astro seems kind of bad at everything that it does. This is one of my favorite quotes. Astro is terrible and will almost certainly throw itself down a flight of stairs if presented the opportunity. And I'll note that every single person we talked to mentioned that stairs were a problem for Astro, does not know how to handle them. Quote, the person detection is unreliable at best, making the in-home security proposition laughable. So, drilling down, how does Astro collect data on its customers? So, Astro is another in a long line of data gathering operations run by Amazon. Basically, every interaction anyone has with Amazon, whether through using an Echo Dot to order Cheese Whiz or rewatching X-Files for the 500th time on Prime Video, that becomes a data point in Amazon's like huge AWS stores. So if you read a book on Goodreads, or you highlight a passage in a Game of Thrones novel on your Kindle, or you leave a one-star review for dish soap on Amazon, the site learns all of that. You know, ostensibly, it uses this data to better manage the customer experience. You might start seeing books similar to the one you rated highly, start getting ads for something that was mentioned in that passage that you highlighted, and you'll probably never see dish soap that you rated at one star ever again. And a lot of people love this. They love the way that interacting with Amazon and its systems allows, you know, the site to learn about you as a customer. The argument is that it makes life easier, and that's kind of the trade-off, right? You're sacrificing a little bit of privacy for a convenience. But the thing is, I think a lot of what Amazon does, and a lot of other people think that what Amazon does, rises to the level of spying. And I think Astro is a really good way to kind of have that conversation. There's stuff that it does that's just massive, massive, massive privacy concerns. And so if you think about Astro as like a camera and a recorder on wheels that is feeding information back to Amazon, well, who is looking at that information and why are they looking at that information? And is there any kind of precedent set in Amazon as a company that can tell us about how they're going to use that information going forward?
At this point in the episode, because of what we spoke about earlier, we know that there is a precedent and that the people that get hold of this information at Amazon are continuously disrespecting people's privacy. It's likely that the same thing will happen with Astro.
I think this is really important because I think there's this big misunderstanding of Amazon when we start talking about its power and about breaking it up and about whether or not it's a monopoly. People are just like, well, it's just a website that sells stuff. That's really not true anymore. It also sells a lot of surveillance tech, you know, like this little Astro robot. It's runs AWS. It's the biggest data farm on the planet. A lot of the internet is now filtered or stored on their cloud servers. That's a huge single point of failure. And Amazon is storing a lot of audio and video fed to it by its customers through the cameras and Echo Dots and little Astros that it's selling.
If that wasn't bad enough, listen to this extra detail Matthew Galt tells us about the Ring cameras we spoke about at the start of the episode.
Amazon has a lot of deals with various law enforcement agencies across the country that gives them carte blanche access to these Ring cameras. There's really good investigations in pieces in Motherboard and then also from the Electronic Frontier Foundation that have shown that Amazon routinely gives cops access to these things. One example in San Francisco in 2019, the cops were given access to Ring camera footage so they could watch protests. And this is not something that they go and they check with, hey, can we use your Ring camera, see what the footage is? Like, no, Amazon just hands it over. When you're installing one of these things in your home, you're becoming part of a vast surveillance network, and you don't have any control over where that data goes. There's a town in California that partnered with Ring to give away free cameras to anyone who witnessed a neighbor committing a crime and then promised to testify against them in court, you know, incentivizing people to rat out their neighbors. In an incident in Washington State, a Ring user posted footage of someone on their porch. Sheriff later tracked down the guy, and then they got into a confrontation and they killed him. The woman has said repeatedly after the fact that she regrets posting the footage online, and she feels that her sharing the Ring recording directly led to the man's death. And it's one of these things where it was obviously a guy that was in distress and in need of like a mental health check, and he died because of an interaction with the police and because someone saw him on a Ring camera. Now, Amazon can't always control who gets access, and it can't protect you from its own employees. They're devices for spying, even if, ostensibly, they're supposed to be used to make our lives more convenient and keep people safe. And at the end of the day, it's a camera or a recorder, and you don't have control over what's done with the data once it hits Amazon servers. It's one thing to have, like, a closed-circuit television system set up in your home where you are the only one that has access to the footage. But when you get integrated into Amazon's services like this, you're inviting this huge company to paw through all of your stuff and look through it all. And, you know, here we have Astro, this little device that that moves around your house and records even more information. So Amazon has been caught spying on its customers several times. How is the spying via Astro unique? I would say the spying via Astro is unique because it's ambulatory. This thing moves around your house. It has your faces. It has the faces of you and everyone in your home stored inside of it. And it's making judgment calls about who should and shouldn't be there. And the people who've worked on this thing tell us it's not good at making those judgment calls. The facial recognition software is built on shaky foundation, and trying to integrate it into $1,000 little robot that's going to move around your house is asking for a disaster. It's one thing to have a Ring camera pointed outside your front door or an Alexa that listens to everything inside your home. It's quite another to have a little device that moves around recording audio and video and creating a floor plan in its memory. So this is another one of the really interesting, unique features of Astro that is kind of talked about more in the design documents than it is in the marketing. It learns your floor plan. It moves around your home. It finds all the nooks and crannies. It's and builds a rendering of your house in its memory. It also monitors the foot traffic of everyone in the house and learns what the hotspots are. So according to the design documents we looked at, Astro knows, say, that at 3:15, the kids get home from school and the entrance to the house becomes a traffic hotspot. So it knows that it should avoid that. It's monitoring. It's moving around the house 24/7, except when it's charging, recording audio and video. It's moving around on its own and making explicit maps of your residence. And we already know that hackers have been able to get access to Amazon servers before. This is all a recipe for disaster.
Recipe for disaster.
So after all that, it's up to you to decide. Is Amazon spying on us? Personally, I think yes, but your thoughts are yours. After looking through all of this, though, it feels to me that Amazon is basically tricking us, consciously or unconsciously, into consuming more and more trendy gadgets that actually double up as surveillance systems. Access is given to the police at the drop of a hat, without your permission. Access has been stolen quite easily by hackers, and access has been given willy-nilly to employees working at Amazon's tech security divisions. If you're using these products, all of the data, video, images, and voice recordings that they collect are all stored in Amazon's big cloud. After hearing all of this, does that make you feel safe? In the next episode of Megacorp, we'll be looking into Amazon's connections to intelligence agencies across the world, including the CIA and MI6. Megacorp is made by my production company, H11, for Coolzone Media. It's written, researched, and produced by myself, Jake Hanrahan. It was also produced by Sophie Lichterman. Music is by Sam Black. Graphics by Adam Doyle. And sound engineering by Splicing Block. If you want to get in touch, follow me on social media at Jake_Hanrahan. That's Hanrahan.